And sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, a few sports cancellations and postponements today due to the wet weather. The tennis lessons in Audubon for today have been canceled. Also, the junior high Corning at Clark softball game for today has been canceled as well. In Saturday softball action around the area, in the Creston tournament, it was Atlantic defeating Mount Air 14-2, Bishop Heelan Catholic defeating Atlantic 4-3, Dallas Center Grimes a 14-2 winner over Atlantic, Bishop Heelan beat Clarinda by a 5-4 final, Bondurant Farrar topping Nottoway Valley 11-0, Bondurant Farrar beat Trainer by a 4-0 final. Also, it was Clarinda over Griswold 10-5, Creston beat Ogden 20-0, Dallas Center Grimes over Bishop Heelan Catholic 7-0, Nottoway Valley beat Ogden 9-7, Trainer over Red Oak by an 11-0 final score. At the Underwood Invite, it was Underwood beating Sydney 12-1. East Mills outscored Woodbine 14-3. At the Lennox Tournament, Lennox beat Fremont Mills 6-5. Lennox over Villisca 10-0. Villisca beat Adair Casey 12-0. Also at the Woodward Granger Tournament, it was Dowling Catholic 7-0 over Lewis Central. Lewis Central beat ADM 7-1. Winterset over Abraham Lincoln 13-0. In high school boys baseball action on Saturday, the Atlantic tournament was stopped short because of rain. It was Coon Rapids Bayard beating Atlantic 6-1. Perry beat Red Oak 13-1, and that was the end of the tourney with rain this Saturday afternoon. Also, the Griswold tournament, Griswold beat Villisca 10-0. At the Carroll tourney, it was Denison over Carroll 6-4. Kemper Catholic beating Logan Magnolia 14-2. At the Bedford tourney, Bedford beat Essex South Page 14-4. Corning over Essex South Page 15-9. It was Orient Maxburg topping Bedford 7-4, and Orient Maxburg a winner over Corning by a 14-3 final. At the Mount Air tourney, Mount Air beat Lamoni 10-5, Nishnabotna over Clarinda Academy 11-0. In a consolation match, Lamoni beat Clarinda Academy 17-2, and it was Mount Air winning the championship 8-5 over Nishnabotna. Well, checking the progress of the Super Regionals, heading toward the College World Series in Omaha, North Carolina State's Taryn Sine scored on a double by Brett Williams at the top of the 17th inning on Sunday night, rallying the Wolfpack to a 5-4 victory over Rice in the longest Super Regional game in NCAA history. Sine drove in the run that tied the game in the 9th inning at the Raleigh Super Regional and set the stage for North Carolina State to make its first College World Series appearance since 1968. Mississippi State's game against Virginia has been suspended in the middle of the 7th inning by lightning and heavy rain. The Bulldogs were up 5-3 and coming to bat 6 outs from a sweep in their first College World Series berth since 2007 when the rain came at 10:02 p.m. The game will resume at 4 o'clock this afternoon, the original scheduled time for a possible Game 3 at Virginia's Davenport Field. A victory would finish off a second straight impressive victory for Mississippi State against the nation's number 6 seed and send them on to Omaha, Nebraska. Well, Jeff Thompson surrendered one run in 7 strong innings to make 2 early runs stand up in Louisville's 2-1 victory over number 2 overall seed Vanderbilt in an NCAA Super Regional on Sunday. That sends the Cardinals to the College World Series for the second time. Sam Travis hit a tie-breaking 2-run homer, and Indiana beat Florida State 11-6 on Sunday, reaching the College World Series for the first time in Indiana's history. The Hoosiers made the NCAA tournament for just the third time and also were in their first Super Regional, but they played with plenty of poise on the road, sweeping the Seminoles. Jordan Montgomery pitched a 4-hit shutout Sunday, leading South Carolina past North Carolina 8-0 in the NCAA Super Regionals for the Tar Heels' most lopsided loss this year. Joey Pancake drove in 2 runs during a 5-run second inning for the Gamecocks, who forced a decisive game today in the best-of-3 series with the winner heading to the series. Nick Vandertuig pitched 3 and through the game, and 3 UCLA receivers then combined to shut out Cal State Fullerton 3-0 to win the Fullerton Super Regional Saturday night, advancing on to the World Series. Vander Tuig gave up 7 hits in 6 and a third innings, striking out 4 and no walks. David Berg closed out the ninth, earning his 21st save of the season as the Bruins swept the series and make their second consecutive trip to Omaha. Jacoby Jones had 4 hits, including a homer, and drove in 2 runs, helping LSU beat Oklahoma 11-1 Saturday night, advancing to the College World Series for the 16th time. LSU, which tied a single-season school record for wins, used 4 pitchers who combined to limit the Sooners to 5 hits, preventing Oklahoma from scoring after they'd taken their only lead of the series, 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Also, Michael Conforto and Dylan Davis hit back-to-back home runs in a 5-run first inning, and Oregon State went on to beat Kansas State 12-4 Sunday night, forcing a decisive third game in the NCAA Super Regional Series. That deciding game will be late tonight. In Major League Baseball action, Matt Holliday's Grand Slam capped a 7-run 10th inning, helping the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Cincinnati Reds 11-4 last night. J.J. Hoover walked Alan Craig to lead off the 10th. One out later, David Freese singled Craig to second, extending his career-best hitting streak to 19 games, tying him with San Francisco's Marco Scudero for the longest in the National League this season. Daniel Descalso followed with his RBI double off the left field wall, and Matt Carpenter added a couple of insurance runs with a bases loaded single before Holliday hit his homer, a 464-foot shot into the left field seats off of Curtis Parch, who was making his first major league appearance. That homer was Holliday's 10th of the season. Trevor Rosenthal had 4 strikeouts in 2 perfect innings to pick up the victory. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Miami over New York, 8-4 in 10 innings. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 9-1. Chicago over Pittsburgh 4-1. Atlanta beat L.A. 8-1. It was Colorado in 10 innings, an 8-7 winner over San Diego. San Francisco beat Arizona 6-2. In the American League, Alex Gordon and Eric Hosmer each had runs scoring singles in the 8th inning. Luis Mendoza pitched 7 innings of 4-hit ball, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Houston Astros 2-0 Sunday. That's their 5th straight victory. Aaron Crow worked a scoreless 8th to earn a victory that gave the Royals their longest win streak since taking 7 straight in September of 2011. Elsewhere in the American League, Texas beat Toronto 6-4, Detroit over Cleveland 4-1, Boston beat L.A. 10-5, Baltimore over Tampa Bay 10-7, White Sox beat Oakland 4-2, and the Yankees over Seattle 2-1. One interleague matchup yesterday, a couple of games though, is Washington sweeping a doubleheader from the Minnesota Twins by scores of 7-0 and 5-4. Also in Pacific Coast League Baseball Sunday, Iowa beat Round Rock 10-7. It was Omaha dumping Oklahoma City by a score of 7-0. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the San Antonio Spurs kept pace with the Miami Heat for the first 32 minutes in Game 2 of the NBA Finals last night. The next 12 minutes allowed the Heat to even the series at a game apiece. Miami was down 62-61 late in the third quarter before a 33-5 run that allowed the Heat to pull away in a 103-84 rout of the Spurs. Mario Chalmers had a team-high 19 points for the Heat, who drained 10 three-pointers and shot 49% from the field. That series shifts to San Antonio for Game 3 on Tuesday. Jimmy Johnson dominated at Pocono Raceway to win his third race of the season. The Sprint Cup points leader pulled away on both of the last 2 restarts that came over the final 10 laps to pull into victory lane at Pocono for the first time since 2004. He led 128 of 160 laps and was never seriously challenged a week after his run at the Dover International Speedway was taken away by a penalty off a restart. Greg Biffle placed second. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Johnson's teammate, ended up third yesterday. Trevor Bayne rallied to win the rain-plagued NASCAR Nationwide Series race in Iowa Sunday, becoming just the third series regular to win this season. Bayne caught pole sitter Austin Dillon with 11 laps to go and then hung on for his second career win and his first of 2013. Dillon was second, followed by Elliott Sadler, Sam Hornish Jr., and Kyle Larson, the first Nationwide race of the year without a Sprint Cup driver. The race had been scheduled for Saturday night before being washed out by rain. Bad weather forced a 70-minute delay two-thirds of the way through Sunday's race. Rafael Nadal became the first man to win 8 titles at the same Grand Slam tournament when he beat fellow Spaniard David Ferrer in the French Open final yesterday, 6-3, 6-2, and 6-3. Nadal broke the men's record for match wins at Roland Garros, where he improved to 59-1, his only defeat coming against Robin Soderling in the fourth round in 2009. Nadal has lost a total of 16 sets in 9 years at Roland Garros. The latest title was especially sweet for the Spaniard because of his comeback after a 7-month layoff because of knee trouble. Since returning in February, he's 43-2 with 7 titles in 9 tournaments. He's won his past 22 matches. With his 12th Grand Slam title, Nadal moved into a tie for 3rd place with Roy Emerson behind Roger Federer's 17 and Pete Sampras's 14. Protesters tried to delay the final in the second set as one man jumped onto the court near Nadal with a fiery flare spurting white smoke, and security personnel pushed the protester to the ground and quickly dragged him away. Other protesters, also brandishing red flares, climbed to the top of nearby court Suzanne Lenglen and unfurled a banner calling for the resignation of the French president. And in golf yesterday, David Frost closed with a 4-under par 68 to win the Champions Tour Regions Tradition at 16-under. That's one stroke ahead of Fred Couples. Frost parred the final 2 holes after his birdie on 16 moved him ahead of Couples. It's his 2nd victory of the season, 5th in his career on the 50 and over tour. Harris English won the St. Jude Classic for his first PGA title in 2 years on the tour, birdieing 2 of the final 3 holes and holding off Phil Mickelson and Scott Stallings by 2 strokes. The 23-year-old had 6 birdies and 5 bogeys to shoot a 1-under par 69. As he finished 12-under for the tourney. A 36-hole day became 39 as NB Park birdied the 3rd hole of a sudden-death playoff with Katiana Matthew to win the rain-delayed LPGA Championship. Park overcame a final round 75 in which she bogeyed 3 of her last 5 holes in regulation, falling into a tie with Matthew. Park is now 2-for-2 in LPGA majors this season, 2 months after winning the Kraft Nabisco Championship. Rain on Thursday forced the players to complete 36 holes on their Sunday round. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.